Hey awesome listeners, welcome back to Brain Games. Your daily dose of mental fitness, the 5-minute workout for your brain. I'm Rachel Cotter, your host and your biggest cheerleader in this journey to sharpen your mind and conquer everyday challenges. Now, let's talk about something we all face at some point, fear and anxiety. Ever feel like that little voice in your head is whispering doubts and turning every situation into a potential disaster? You know that feeling when you're about to give a presentation and your stomach does somersaults, or when you have to step outside of your comfort zone and suddenly you're paralyzed by worry? Well, today we're diving into cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT for short, a powerful toolbox that can help you silence those negative voices and reclaim control over your thoughts and emotions. Think of it as mental training, equipping you with strategies to rewire your brain and manage anxiety like a pro. First up, understanding the root cause. CBT recognizes that our thoughts directly influence our feelings and behaviors. It's not just about what happens to us, but how we interpret those events. When you have anxious thoughts, "I can't do this, everyone will judge me," they trigger a cascade of negative emotions like fear, worry, or even panic. And guess what? Those feelings then lead to avoidance behaviors, skipping that presentation, saying no to new opportunities, missing out on life's adventures. So, CBT is all about identifying those distorted thought patterns and replacing them with more realistic and helpful ones. Like catching yourself thinking, "I am going to fail miserably," and consciously shifting it to, "I might not be perfect, but I'll do my best and learn from the experience." It's a mental muscle you can build. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. Secondly, learning to challenge your negative thoughts is key. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Often, those anxious whispers are just exaggerations or worst-case scenarios that have little basis in reality. Remember the time you totally bombed a presentation, but somehow survived? You probably learned something valuable from it and it didn't define your entire existence. Thirdly, CBT emphasizes taking action despite fear. It's about gradually stepping outside your comfort zone, breaking down overwhelming tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Each tiny victory builds confidence and proves to yourself that you can handle challenges head-on. Imagine signing up for that pottery class you've always wanted to try, even if you think you have two left thumbs. Fourthly, mindfulness plays a crucial role in managing anxiety. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, your body sensations. When those anxious thoughts creep in, gently guide your focus back to your senses. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and calming the storm within. And lastly, remember that you're not alone. Seeking support from a therapist or counselor can be incredibly helpful in navigating fear and anxiety. They provide personalized guidance, tools, and strategies tailored to your specific needs. Think of it as having a mental health coach in your corner cheering you on every step of the way. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole CBT thing. My friend Sarah used to be petrified of public speaking. Every time she had to give a presentation, her heart would race, her palms would sweat, and she'd feel like she was going to faint. But then she started using some CBT techniques. She identified her negative thoughts, "I'm going to mess up, everyone will think I'm stupid," and challenged them with positive affirmations. She practiced deep breathing exercises and visualized herself giving a successful presentation. Slowly but surely, Sarah's anxiety lessened, and she even started to enjoy public speaking. She realized that with the right tools and mindset, anything is possible. So remember this. You have the power to overcome fear and anxiety. Start by identifying those negative thought patterns, challenge them with evidence and logic, take small steps outside your comfort zone, practice mindfulness, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. You've got this. This episode is all about reclaiming control over your thoughts and emotions. Remember, CBT is a powerful tool for rewiring your brain and living a more empowered life. Go out there and make this week your best one yet. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Until tomorrow, keep those brains sharp.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.